Welcome, everybody. This is Manifest Faster EFT Lab, our tapping lab, where we give a chance to demonstrate how you can change your thought patterns and the energy around your thinking with tapping. One of the hallmarks of the work we do together, and I always like to introduce this a little bit because I do have new people coming in, and welcome to any of you who this might be your first call. I'm just so excited that you've joined us. When we're doing our EFT calls, the biggest discipline that you bring to this conversation is by going on kind of what I call a word fast. You know, you're familiar with fasting, of course, where you fast food, you know, to have a spiritual transformation of sorts. But some of what we do here is you actually go on a word fast, and you actually learn how to express yourself with me using numbers instead of words. That's kind of an interesting task. And what I've discovered is that because I haven't explained it fully from the get-go, I have some people really frustrated with me. So the teacher in me stands up and says, okay, girls and men, boys and girls, okay, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, the value of telling me about your storyline or your situation with a number instead of words is that numbers carry a different vibration. It's a different frequency. It's actually a much softer, gentler, and more easily received, interestingly enough. Isn't that interesting? Because you wouldn't think that numbers would be intimate at all. In fact, don't the nerds and the geeks of the world get disrespected? So what do I mean? If I say to somebody, how are you doing? And I say on a scale of 1 to 10. And lately, do you know what I've been asking my clients is how's your energy? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being really low and 10 being, you know, exuberant, buzzy, like, where are you? And then they can give me a number. They might say 6. Or they could launch in and say, oh, you wouldn't believe my day today. First of all, I had to go to the dry cleaners right on the way there. You won't believe it. There was a kitten right there by the side of the road. Kitten sitting there hopeless. I had to stop. It looked like it was only 4 weeks old. So I stopped the car. I had to get out. I had to go get the kitten. Got the kitten. Brought it in. Went to the nearby store. They couldn't let it out. They couldn't. They had no idea. There was no litters of kittens going there. And then, you know what? And then finally, when they take a breath, I go, wait. Hang on. Take a breath. Thank you for sharing all of that information, but let me ask you this question again. On a scale of 1 to 10, where's your energy? And then you say to me, it's an 8. And I'm like, okay, we can work with that. What that tells me is that whatever's going on in your day has got you stirred up, and that's all I need to create an energy flow for you. So in my world, we don't tell stories. Not completely true. We tell stories when we play Slingo. And those of you on the call tonight, I'll explain about Slingo when the call is over. But there is one place in my world, in Manifest Faster, where you are free to tell me your shit. And I will not censor it. And that's when we play Slingo. But the rest of the time, anytime I ask you a question, keep your story extraordinarily short or give me a number. Because really, don't you want to save time, cut to the chase, and get your money, your man, your new job, your new house, whatever the bleep it is that you're wanting? Okay. So that being said, tonight what I'm bringing to the call is the idea of abundance and how that very word, abundant, so go ahead and write that down. Just write the word abundant. A lot of times I'm going to give you guys just one word, keywords, just to kind of focus on a little bit. But sometimes abundant or abundance is actually what we call a low vibrating word for some people because it feels out of reach, unattainable. And for some people who've waited a long time to manifest certain things, that is part of your storyline. And how can you deny it? How can you deny it? Today I got a great picture of what it's like because I think when people have been waiting a long time to manifest, it is like a the loss of time. The loss of time is what's so profound, right? So right now I'm just going to have you start tapping while I tell you this part. So go ahead and tap on the eyebrow point. When you, and you don't have to, don't repeat this after me, but as you tap a side of the eye, as you tap as I speak, you actually allow the information in at a deeper level. If you're having emotion, grab a tissue, you know, just allow. But the reality is the loss of time on your way to trying to figure out how to attract what it is you're wanting is really difficult underneath the nose. And to me, it reminds me of like having a backpack where you have maybe, you know, you just brought along 2 liters of water on your chin. 2 liters of water, collarbone, a little food, rib point, you know, but you wanted to bring a blanket and a sweatshirt for later underneath the arm. So you loaded up your backpack pretty good, top of the head, and you're hiking along, and you get distracted on the eyebrow point, and you walk on a tangent side of the eye. You go way off thinking, oh, this might be fun, or underneath the eye, or I might make money doing this underneath the nose, or this person might be a great soulmate to me underneath the nose, on the chin, or this career might be what I'm looking for, collarbone. And then you get all the way to the end on the rib point, and it's a dead end underneath the arm. And you have to walk all the way back carrying that backpack, top of the head. And if you've done that quite a bit in your life, then that can be really a difficult experience. Okay, so stop tapping for a second. So if that's the case, then the word abundance can almost be like a slap in the face. It can have kind of a taint on it, sort of, where it doesn't feel delicious. So we're going to test that out tonight. We're going to have a volunteer. So if you'd like to volunteer, go ahead and hit *6 on your dial. And we're going to work on this a little bit because it's easy to fix. I mean, it's just a word. And there's certain words that I, in the last 10 years, I never use. Never. Never. Certain words that have painful energy for me personally as a human being. And that doesn't mean I haven't processed and released the energy around it, which I have, but I don't use it in my everyday language anymore at all. And so that's what I'm wanting for all of us, so that we can just tell our story in a clear, completely clear, grounded energy that makes us delicious to our ideal partner, our ideal clients, our ideal job, whatever it is, so that we can be in the right place at the right time. So I'm seeing that nobody's volunteering, and I'm not sure that's correct. So I'm going to take it off of lecture. Okay, and so who would like to volunteer first here tonight? We have time for probably a couple people.
I'll volunteer.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Jan.
Jan Farrell?
Yes.
I have a few Jans, Jan Farrell.
Oh.
So that's why I asked. We've had a family of Jans. No. We've had, well, now that we're growing, and if, with all due respect, I just want to make sure I know who we're talking to. Okay, so what we'll do here is let me, I'm just going to create a truth statement. And you're kind of on the EFT lab. It's a little different from the other tapping experiences. In the Wonder Woman experience right now, you get to have one-on-one kind of directed the energy right at you. But in these lab experiences, this is teachable moments. And so Jan is so gracious to stand up and represent the group because there is nothing new under the sun, and each of us has been impacted by a core storyline, if so to speak. So Jan, I'm going to put everybody on mute here, and then I'll come back and unmute you. So thank you for volunteering. I'll be right back. All right. Okay, Jan. Okay, so let's have you say this. Every time I say the word abundant, there's a little pinch about it.
Every time I say the word abundant, mm-hmm. Oh, am I supposed to say that?
Go ahead. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every time I say the word abundant, there's a little pinch about it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not true at all, and 10 being true, where does that fall for you personally?
7.
Okay, good. That's good enough. Okay, that's great. Because all we need is that sense of it. You know, it's that sense, whatever it is, that's your intuition. That's what we're training. Because most of the people that are out of sync with themselves and they're not manifesting what they want, there's reason for it, you know, so that's very good. So what we're going to do is tap around that issue, around the word abundance, and just see where it takes us. Okay, now, if you do become emotional ever when you're sitting in the spotlight, when you're doing tapping, and you stop speaking, I know what's going on, of course. You don't need to speak. And what I do then is I go ahead and keep going with whatever's coming. You tap away with your tissue and just repeat back in your mind as you are hearing the message that's coming, okay? And then you can rejoin at any time. It's the same thing with you guys at home. I've had people writing to me and telling me, you know, how moved they are when one of the volunteers is tapping, because they're like, how did they know? This is exactly what my life is like, okay? So again, what the most important thing is, you just allow the body sensations to flow, whether it's tears, burps, yawns, shivers, giggles, whatever. That's why I mute everybody. You just have your experience. Okay? And again, thank you for the patience. For those of you who tap regularly, I appreciate your patience, but some people, it's brand new. So, Jan, on the side of the hand, even though I want to believe,
that the word abundant
has cupids and white sparkly bows on it. It doesn't.
It doesn't?
Right, it doesn't. And even though I wish with all my might, that the word abundant had cupids and gold sprinklies all over it.
It doesn't.
And even though that's a big conflict for me. I completely love and accept myself. And even though I wish with all my might. That the word abundance, was in rainbow lettering,
with a sunshiny happy face peeking out.
It doesn't. And even though that's a big conflict. I completely love and accept myself. On the eyebrow point, I am so fucking tired of being positive. Side of the eye, I'm tired of sucking it up. Underneath the eye, I'm tired of building character. Underneath the nose, why is everybody else luckier than me? Chin, why does everyone else get the breaks? Collarbone, that's a good question. Right. Rib point, what if the very word abundance underneath the arm is keeping me from abundance. On the top of the head, what if I was just honest for once in my life? Eyebrow, and saw the shroud that is hiding abundance. Side of the eye, black satin shroud. underneath the eye with a long-stemmed red rose lying against it.
With a long-stemmed red rose lying against it.
Underneath the nose. And a pair of long white gloves draped over her.
And a pair of long white gloves draped over it.
Chin, I need that image.
I need that image.
Collarbone, where would I be without that?
Where would I be without that?
Rib point, I love that beautiful picture.
I love that beautiful picture.
Underneath the arm, the satin is so lovely.
The satin is so lovely.
Top of the head, the rose is so filled with promise.
The rose is so filled with promise.
Eyebrow, the gloves are ready to be filled.
The gloves are ready to be filled.
Side of the eye, I wonder what it looks like underneath the black satin.
I wonder what it looks like underneath the black satin.
Underneath the eye, why is it that I've created it like this?
Why is it that I've created it like this?
Underneath the nose, I'm a magnificent manifester.
I'm a magnificent manifester.
Chin, there is not one thing going on in my life right now.
There is not one thing going on in my life right now.
Collarbone, that I didn't manifest.
That I didn't manifest.
Rib point, I wonder why I did that.
I wonder why I did that.
Underneath the arm, maybe it's a screenplay.
Maybe it's a screenplay.
Top of the head, maybe it's an initiation of some sort.
Maybe it's an initiation of some sort.
Eyebrow, maybe I've been on a vision quest. It's been like a dream, like who shot JR?
Maybe it's a vision quest, like a dream, like who shot JR?
On the side of the eye, I have no idea why I am here.
I truly have no idea why I am here.
Underneath the eye, but I am the center of it always.
But I am the center of it always.
Underneath the nose, I may have been naive.
I may have been naive.
Chin, and I may have trusted people a little deeper than I needed.
And I may have trusted people a little deeper than I needed.
Collarbone, it's not that I didn't get a warning.
It's not that I didn't get a warning.
Rib point, it's not that I didn't have belly aches.
Not that I didn't have belly aches.
Underneath the arm, headaches.
Headaches.
Top of the head, nightmares.
Nightmares.
Eyebrow, but I ignored all that.
But I ignored all that.
Side of the eye, and now I know for sure.
And now I know for sure.
Underneath the eye, I don't want to ignore that anymore.
I don't want to ignore that anymore.
Underneath the nose, and Abraham teaches.
And Abraham teaches.
Chin, that it is from what we don't want.
It is from what we don't want.
Collarbone, that we get clarity.
That we get clarity.
Rib point, focus.
Focus.
Underneath the arm, and commitment.
And commitment.
Top of the head, to what we do want.
To what we do want.
Exactly. Okay, good. Take a deep breath. Okay, good. Now, Jan, I'm just going to leave you with your thoughts and your experience, and you bring that in, and I'm just going to put you on mute, and I will get back to you before the end of the call, but just kind of be there with that, and then we do have time for one more person to tap with me before the end of the call, so I'm just going to unmute everybody. I don't trust my mechanics, so if anybody wants to step in and be volunteer, please just say your name and say hello, and I'm happy to have you.
It's Catherine Turpin. I would love to do it if nobody else wants to.
Excellent, I'll do it. Catherine, thanks. Okay, and Janet, you came in a close second. Okay, so what we're going to do here is I'm going to go to Janet first, Catherine, okay? Catherine
okay.
and I have been doing a little work together and has a little bit more experience with me, so I just put Janet in there, and it's I'm going to have time to pop over to you, Catherine, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Perfect. Good deal. Okay, absolutely. So let me come over here, and Let me just, Jennifer, I know that you put yourself on Star 6, so I did see that you actually did get in before Catherine. So just on the technical, I know I want everything to be fair. Now, one of the things that's true for me that I'm trying to get over with the people pleasing, has been a habit of mine that I will continue probably to work on for a while. And so I want everybody to be treated fairly, you know. but as the audience grows, you know, that's sometimes my desire is, it changes to a different desire. And that's an important thing to know. So, Janet, welcome to being my volunteer. I'm happy that you're here. So you understand what it is to be a volunteer, that it's kind of teachable moments, and we'll tap and see what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're sure welcome. So when we're talking about this thing about abundance and it having a bit of a pinch on it, could you relate to that?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. So I'm going to change the truth statement just a little bit to throw us on a different angle. So let's say one of the things I'm worried about, I've seen abundance come and go, and that's what troubles me.
Do I tap two at this time?
Just repeat that after me.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen abundance come and go, and that's what bothers me, that it comes and goes. You know, that concept?
Yes.
That
yes.
You can't
that's
hang on
life.
To it.
Yes.
Okay, how true does that feel to you, that would be a concern?
Very true, especially in this past one or two
Okay,
years.
Stop. Okay, so now everybody on the call, and Janet, God love you. So now I'm hugging you from way over here. I'm putting my energetic arms around you, and
thank
I'm
you.
Going to ask you to take 3 deep breaths while I teach around you. Okay, so you take your deep breaths and just relax, and then let me explain. Now, we are all in this together, and we all love each other, but did you notice how she wanted to tell me a story? Remember? And remember in the beginning I said if we use numbers, what does that do? It softens the energy. Now, when she started to tell it to me, I could sense a little anxiety, you know, like the energy being very stirred up. Some of you on the call, you may have sensed the same thing. Awesome, right? So now what I'm going to do with Janet, the first thing was to take a couple, 3 breaths. Now, if you have a pencil and paper, write that down.
Okay, 3 breaths.
Many times when you are feeling rushed to speak or to make a decision, you need to take those breaths because it'll just bring you into a better space. Does that make sense, Janet?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, I'm going to ask you in a different way. So, Janet, on that statement that abundance comes and goes and that's the problem, how true is that on a scale of 1 to 10? No story at all, but just a number.
6.
Okay, good. Now, I will say that when you started to tell me the story, it felt stronger than 6. So what I say to Janet is, Janet, are you the kind of person that has what they call a, how do they call that? You have a high pain tolerance.
I have a high pain.
Yeah,
no.
Do you feel like you have a high pain tolerance, so you can just take a lot? Like other people would call in sick and you wouldn't.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So because Janet has what I call a high pain tolerance, meaning she just can tolerate a lot. So a 6 for Janet might be an 8 or a 9 for someone else.
Right.
Okay.
It's a 9.
Okay, so that's good. So then when you just do that little inventory. So now what Janet has done is she's taken just about 3 minutes. She's helped me understand how stirred up she is, which is significant. It's a 9. I understand that as a woman. I've seen abundance come and go, and when it goes, it's scary because you have to trust to the next time. So I understand Janet's dilemma. But she didn't have to tell me anything about her personal finances or what's going on with her or anything because it's not necessary. So the information she gives me when she says it's a 9 is enough. So in our world, it manifests faster. That's what we do. We get used to it. We practice it. It's extraordinarily practical. And your life will change with this, because we just don't need to be throwing out a lot of these, you know, descriptions of our life, because honestly, it just takes your magnetism and throws it right down the toilet. And I'm not lying. Okay, so Janet, are you ready to tap?
Yes.
Excellent. On the side of the hand.
Even though I know abundance.
Uh-huh. I have seen abundance.
I have seen abundance.
Uh-huh. It's real to me.
It's real to me.
I still have doubt.
I still have doubt.
And even though that's true.
And even though that's true.
I completely love and accept myself.
I completely love and accept myself.
And even though there is a part of me.
And even though there's a part of me.
That works so hard to understand.
That works so hard to understand.
There's another part of me.
There's another part of me.
That wishes all of this was just easier.
That I wish that all of this was just easier.
Right. On the eyebrow point, abundance is so hard.
Abundance is so hard.
Side of the eye. It's like dragging a huge boulder up a hill.
It's like dragging a huge boulder up a hill.
Underneath the eye. It's so heavy.
It's so heavy.
Underneath the nose. Every time I think of it, I feel weighed down.
Every time I think of it, I feel weighed down.
Chin. Because I look around me.
Because I look around me.
On the collarbone, and it seems everyone else has it but me.
It seems that everybody has it but me.
Rib point, why is it that everyone is better off than me?
Why is it that everyone is better off than me?
Underneath the arm, why can't I get ahead?
Why can't I get ahead?
Top of the head, hang on for a cotton picking moment.
Hang on for a cotton-picking moment.
Eyebrow, I'm not a baby.
I'm not a baby.
Side of the eye, I don't have to accept this.
I don't have to accept this.
Underneath the eye, sure, I've seen some hard times.
Sure, I've seen some hard times.
Underneath the nose, but all I have to do is look outside.
But all I have to do is look outside.
Chin, and I see abundance all around me.
And I see abundance all around me.
Collarbone, I can look at a tree.
I can look at a tree.
Rib point, with hundreds and hundreds of leaves.
With hundreds and hundreds of leaves.
Underneath the arm, and that's only one tree.
And that's only one tree.
Top of the head, what if I spent a whole day?
What if I spent a whole day?
Eyebrow, simply appreciating.
Simply appreciating.
Side of the eye, the true fact.
The true fact.
Underneath the eye, that there is an abundance of leaves.
That there is an abundance of leaves.
Underneath the nose, you can't argue with that.
You can't argue with that.
Chin, there are countless examples.
There are countless examples.
Collarbone, right in the universe.
Right in the universe.
Rib point of abundance.
Of abundance.
Underneath the arm, man-made abundance.
Man-made abundance.
Top of the head, connected with a stack of dollar bills.
Connected with a stack of dollar bills.
Is very limited.
Is very limited.
And not much fun.
And not much fun.
Okay, good. Very good. All right, take a breath. Okay. Good. So, what are your thoughts? How did it strike you? Did and as far as the script itself, did any particular part of it stick out to you?
Yeah. Yes.
What would be... One part, the heavy part. Okay, excellent. Good. Good. Okay. Take a breath. So what Janet did was she stood in for everyone on this idea that this, you know, not one person on this call, this is for sure, not one person on this call, your life purpose is to create abundance. Not one. I swear to you. But we look at creating abundance like it's our life purpose. We put all of our effort and we're going at it. Okay, so changing your story. What you want to do is you want to go to the thesaurus, and you can go to thesaurus.com and plug in the word abundant or abundance and pick yourself one that you feel good about. Now, for example, with me, I don't use money anymore for myself. I use revenue. I love revenue. It makes me think of revving up the motor. I just love it. So I use revenue, and it makes me feel good, okay? And so that's the kind of thing I do as part of my game. So I would love it. And please text me with the word that you discover that you want to use, because I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to, let's just tap this out. So on the eyebrow point, everyone, let me just mute you out, Janet, so you can repeat this. On the eyebrow. So we don't want to deny any of our story or of our passion, side of the eye, but we definitely want to neutralize it. And I think between Jan underneath the eye and Janet, see, we have all these Jans and Janets underneath the nose. They were kind of bookends here for a really cool perspective, chin. So what we're going to do now, I want you guys to definitely pick a different word for abundant, collarbone, and then I want you to spend this week on the rib point here, looking at nature underneath the arm. And I want you to notice two things about everything you see. Number top of the head. Number one, how natural abundance really is. Eyebrow. If you stand in front of the next evergreen tree that you cross paths with, side of the eye, and think how many needles are on that tree underneath the eye. And just appreciate abundance for what it is as a fact underneath the nose. And the second thing is, to be able to create a purposeful mindset around releasing chin, all the doubt about that creating abundance is somehow your life purpose, collarbone. That we're just going to allow that to dissolve, that part of your whatever you feel your life is, rib point. That abundance is a result of your work underneath the arm. It's not a product you produce. The top of the head, and just be willing to allow nature's natural flow to begin to pull you in this way and that way, still on the top of the head, so that you can start to see yourself as abundant. Okay, now, when you look around your world, you'll see that the trees don't have a little manual, like the leaves on the trees don't pull out a little manual and say, okay, how can I be a really good leaf today? The birds that are flying don't land in the nest and get out a book. If we try to get into our more natural self, get outside, trust this process, use the thesaurus, keep working on this, keep working on it. This tapping really will work. If you want something more intense, you've got to check out the Wonder Woman experiment. If you have any questions about this stuff, you'd be sure and let me know. And what we'll do, I just want to give Jan one chance here because I told her I would, to just give kind of a real quick little close the loop for you. So hang on over here. Let me get you on. So Jan, could you relate to the other Janet's tapping also?
I could, and my name is Janet also, so I think it was very interesting that we have two Janets today.
Yeah, and we have more.
Yeah.
I mean, God help me, I'm being surrounded. But anyway, so was this so if you had said early, now yeah. Jan, I'm just going to kind of draw you out because I can, because I'm the teacher. But in the beginning, now this is a challenge for you to eliminate stories and change them, and that's no secret. So, but in the beginning, when I very first asked you before the call started, and you were going to tell me a bunch of stuff, whatever it was, and then we had the whole call. So now, in hindsight, as you look at how your energy shifted and moved through the call, what's your observation about what you heard tonight, and what sticks out as a takeaway?
I feel, you know, so much better. I feel so much calmer. I feel so much more centered, focused, just at one with myself. And I realized even the word had so much energy in it, and even I was not trying to use the story, but I even just the word had a story. So
mm-hmm. Exactly that. Right. Yep. And I said there are certain words I do not use. And mm-hmm. Yeah, just don't, you know, anymore at all. So anyway, I'm going to, anybody wants to play Slingo, you guys are welcome. You go to the Manifest Faster page on Facebook. You can't get into it on a mobile device or on an iPad, I'm sorry to say. We're working on trying to work that out. Right now that's not working. But if you have a laptop, you're welcome to come and play Slingo. And Catherine, I could ask you, would you mind just telling a little bit about Slingo from your perspective and what's happening with you, and then the callers can kind of get a sense of what this game is all about.
With Slingo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it makes me think about how I talk about my life, but the game is really fun because you try to create, you just throw a phrase up describing something, and if it sticks to the wall, if it has an emotional charge on it, a poor me charge, the other players will say how sticky it is on a scale of 1 to 9, with 1 is not sticky, and or is it 10? 10 is
yep,
really
10 is
full of poor me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we play around with it to create a new phrase, and then we see how that new phrase is more adult me and doesn't have that poor me sticky feel to it. It feels really, really, really good.
And do you feel exposed?
No. I feel like it's a fun workshop.
Okay. But so, right. So what we do, anyway, I'm beta testing. I'm trying to figure out how to make this go because this is so powerful and such a fun tool, and I want to make it available as part of the circle. And also, you guys have to realize that when I'm coaching by text, it's less energetically costly for me. You know, if I can help you not hearing your voices, and not that I don't love them, but some of you guys carry energy in your voice that you don't even know you carry. And so because of my, like, I'm a radar device, right? So I read the negativity and stuff. And when I say EFT stuff, I mean, one lady today, I said, straighten up your backbone. She goes, I just sat up straight. How'd you know that? She's like, you know, so people get freaked out. But that's why, so if I do stuff by text, it's just easier for me. And it's fun for me, too, because I want to keep my teaching fun. And if I saw, like, if my whole client base now, if I saw everybody one-on-one in an office, I couldn't do it. I seriously couldn't do it. So that's why, Catherine, thank you for, Catherine's mm-hmm. come to Slingo twice, so I appreciate that. So I'm flipping over there. If there's any questions, let me stop the recording. Thank you all for coming tonight, and please practice this stuff. And also, any word like that everybody else thinks is positive, don't stop thinking to yourself, what's wrong with me that's not positive? That's the wrong solution. What you do is go find a word that is positive, because the word revenue for me is red hot. And I don't feel any negative at all. The word revenue was never used in my life to mean currency. Currency is another one I like, right? So you can really change your experience around finances real quick with the thesaurus. So let me stop the recording.